Buenas tardes, público oyente.
The music is in our heart since we are born.
Buenas tardes.
Cuba is really an island of music. If you look at in all the provinces, Cuba has a diversity of rhythms and genres of music. Bolero, they have a guaracha. They have already several facilities for teaching music, for instruments, productions in all of the provinces of the country. The music industry and the music education is spread all over the country. The thing is that Cuba has a lot of potential to engage with the world on this and to share this rich cultural heritage.
Why did UNIDO and its partners launch this strategy now? Is there any significance in the timing?
Cuba is right now making some reform in their economic structure. We have been able to work together with them on supporting, explaining to them the international best practices on how the industry should be managed and how the industry is doing at this time. So they are taking these experiences and they are trying to put it into their own transformation processes for management and also production of music in Cuba.
What are some of the key plans and outcomes aimed for with this strategy?
They are analyzing to create a board for music export. They are also thinking in actions for adaptation to the digital era. They need this to spread all the musicians to also to be acquainted with all the tools that are available today online. They are also strengthening the music commercialization through festivals, ticketing, sales of concerts, etc. They need to improve all this. They are also realized that on the need to reinforce education on the music industry regarding to entrepreneurial management, how to make businesses in the music industry.
How soon do you think you can get that off the ground, considering Cuba is still making advances in internet access and use?
The country has already some plans for giving access or to extend the access to most of the population and to make it more accessible. However, they still have to overcome some challenges on the technology side. But they are giving some initial steps. For example, with the music, they have developed at this time a cell phone application, which is called The Ritmo. You can hear some Cuban music in the cell phones. This will be enlarged when they have already available this national platform.
Do you think this approach to expanding the various uses of music will at all injure its authenticity in Cuba?
I think what the impact will be maybe to have more organization, to have these people, I think, more in line with common strategy. I don't think they will change their actual performances in the street or others, but this will be more organized and everybody will be benefited on having more activities related to cultural events.
How can the cultural and creative industries contribute to the achievement of the SDGs?
We really think that it will make some changes in the efficiency and will foster also the production of music in Cuba. And we will be able to achieve relevant results, not only on the economic side, but also on the cultural side for the benefit of the Cubans.